1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
All right, it's time to play True Talent or Sack of Crap. True Talent or Sack of Crap. Brought to you on the Phil Hendry Show by Orfno. Yes, Orfno. It's a good sound for a product, and if we invent it, we'll give it the name Orfno. I just thought of the thing Orfno. That would be like a some kind of an auto-suck machine or something. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, you can play a round of True Talent or Crap, and you could win a valuable prize. Then again, you could just win a prize that has no value. Who knows? Tell you again about our website, philhenryshow.com. Everybody is, it's the latest rage, baby. You sign up, you get your backstage pass, you get all the groovy audio, all the whack stuff that we do. Harvey Weierman talking about how he's a member of the greatest generation, so he doesn't want everybody going off and playing soldier on him until he gets his Social Security money. Jim Sadler, of course, from Americans Moving Forward, a recovering Rohypnol drug dealer who now just wants to spread good vibes. And so if you've got some negativity to lay on him, baby, tell it to the hand. And of course, other great characters that we've had on our program. And don't forget, tomorrow night, Friday night, we are live from the Museum of Television and Radio in Los Angeles. And I think we've pretty much given away all the tickets that we have for that. We really appreciate everybody coming to see us. Okay, so if you hear this sound, that means you've gotten a right answer. You hear this? That means you've gotten a wrong answer. And the person with the most correct answers in a row will win a prize from the Phil Hendry Show today. Do we have any more of those picture discs? We do. Why don't we make one of those, Mike? Beautiful. We have a beautiful picture disc, a Best of the Phil Hendry Show Year 2000 picture disc. If you don't know what a picture disc is, it's vinyl. And if you're a vinyl collector, it is the disc, the actual album, the record album, if you will, imbued or embossed with a my face and the, you know, the cut titles and all that stuff. It comes in a beautiful red and yellow. And it's yours if you win today on True Talent or Crap. Let's go now over to Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
All right, you ready to go, brother?
Yes, sir.
You know the rules of the game?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. CNN, talent or crap?
Crap.
That's one right, Paul. Johnny Depp, talent or crap?
Crap.
That's two correct, Paul. Kevin Spacey, talent or crap?
Crap.
That is three correct, Paul. Michael Jackson, talent or crap?
Crap.
Nope, Michael Jackson's pure talent.
Okay.
Okay, pal, you had three in a row. Hold on. Let's go over now to Carla. Hi, Carla. Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show at Talent
Hi.
Or Crap. How you doing?
Good. How are you tonight?
Very good. You ready?
I'm ready.
Robert Redford, talent or crap?
Oh, pure crap.
He is absolute crap, isn't he? James Gandolfini, talent or crap?
Oh, gosh, you're going to put me in a spot. I'm going to say crap.
He's crap. Justin Timberlake, talent or crap?
Oh, my gosh, bigger load of crap.
No, he's talent. Okay. Hasta luego, baby. Okay, Paul, you're still in the lead, man. How's it feel? Okay, shut up. Just hold on. Let's go over to Dave now. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Phil, hi.
Great. How you doing, pal?
Okay.
Are you ready to go? Here we go. Scott Bakula, talent or crap?
Crap.
Nah, he's talented. He's on that show, Enterprise.
Nice.
Nah, you're wrong. Thank you for playing Talent or Crap. He's crap, son. Let's go over to Bill. Bill, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Bill. You ready?
Oh, yes.
Dan Rather, talent or crap?
Crap.
That's one right. Peter Jennings, talent or crap?
Crap.
That's two right. Heather Graham, talent or crap?
Crap.
That's three correct. Ellen DeGeneres, talent or crap?
Oh, I'm definitely saying crap.
You are in the lead now, man, with four in a row. Billy Bob Thornton, talent or crap?
Crap.
That's five in a row. Five in a row there for Bill. Let's go for six. Madonna, talent or crap?
Talent.
That is seven in a row. I think that's an all-time talent. What is it? Six in a row. My judge is now telling me it's six in a row. My judge, who's also my engineer, who also cleans up. All right, we got six in a row there, Bill. Let's go for Nicole Kidman. Talent or crap?
Talent.
That is seven in a row. Dude. What up? Anna Kournikova. Talent or crap?
Crap.
Eight in a row. This is an all-time Phil Henry Talent or Crap record. Mini, did you see these just before we went on the air? Can you? Did I email these to you?
Nope.
Mini Driver, Talent or Crap?
Crap.
9 in a row. I don't think anybody can beat you at this point. Drew Barrymore, Talent or Crap?
I'm going to go with Crap on that one.
That's 10. The Who, Talent or Crap?
Talent.
Oh. Well, with 10, no, the Who is total crap. Bill, with 10 in a row, you are definitely leading the game, so I want you to hold on here on Phil Henry's Talent or Crap, okay? Wow! That is a beautiful run, man. That's 10 in a row for Bill. I'm gonna have to see if we have over 10 questions left. Because if we do, well, then if somebody rips off a really good winning streak, why, they could win. Let me see here. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, we have more. All right, we'll be back with more as Bill leads the way with 10 in a row on Phil Henry's Talent or Crap.
We'll be right back.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
Going back to Talent or Crap here on the Phil Henry Show. You have to guess which is talent and which is the crap. Bill is one of our listeners who called in. He got 10 in a row, so he is definitely in the lead. That is an all-time Talent or Crap record, 10 in a row. Let's move over now to Dave to see if he can break that record. Hello, Dave.
You want to break a record, 11. Are you kidding me, Bill?
Okay, Dave. Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
You're off the air. You suck. You're lame. What the hell was that? Not only that, was some cat who works at a radio station up in Portland, it sounded like. All right, let me go over to Andy. Andy, hi.
Hi.
That took the wind out of my sails, man. That was like getting anthrax or something. Anyway, Andy, you ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Fox News, talent or crap?
Crap.
Saudi Arabia, talent or crap?
Talent.
I mean, no. You're wrong. Are you kidding me? Get out of here. Saudi Arabia blows in a big way. Let's go to Bill. This is a different Bill. Bill, ready
Hi.
To go? How you doing?
Yes. Good.
Okay. Iran, talent or crap?
Crap.
Iraq, talent or crap?
Crap.
The delayed bell there, man. Sorry. Afghanistan, talent or crap?
Crap.
Pakistan, talent or crap?
Crap.
United Arab Emirates, talent or crap?
Crap.
Kuwait?
Crap.
Syria?
Crap.
Jackie Chan?
Talent.
Oh! You were right all the way through the Middle East, and when you got to Jackie Chan, 6 in a row, though, babe, that wasn't bad. Now let's go to Mark on the 1-800-449-8686, by the way, is the number for talent or crap. Mark, ready?
I'm ready, sir.
There we go. Jet Li, talent or crap?
Crap.
What'd you say?
Crap.
Wrong. Jet Li is cool. Jackie Chan sucks, but Jet Li, come on. Are you telling me that Bill is our winner? We got no more calls for talent or crap? Well, how about that? Okay, you lame asses, you're slow on the redial. That's it. That's the end of the game. No, I'm not going to take any more calls. You snooze, you lose, brother, on this show. Bill, congratulations. An all-time record on Talent or Crap. You get a picture disc, the Best of the Year 2000 picture disc, from the Phil Henry Show.
Kick ass.
All right, brother. And if you'll hang on, we'll get the, get your address and we'll put it in the U.S. mail.
Oh, be careful.
Yeah. Hold on, Bill. Hold the line, man. Get out of here with that music, will you? So how about them apples? Talent or Crap, of course, won by Bill from Miami. Was I not given the phone number out enough or something? Because all of a sudden the lines were dead. And I said, oh, well, I'm not going to sit here and start banging for phone calls. What do I look like? Oh, I do? All right. I didn't think I looked like that. So I'll just go ahead and I'll run off the other names that we had here. We had Bruce Willis, talent or crap, talent. Quincy Jones, crap. Benjamin Bratt, talent. Ray Romano, crap. Orson Welles, crap. Faith Hill, talent. Howard Hughes, crap. Marie Antoinette, crap. That 70s show, talent. Undeclared talent. I haven't seen it, but a friend of mine works on it. So, no, I'm kidding. It is really a funny show. Wayne Newton, talent. Superman, crap. Batman, crap. The Human Torch, talent. Cirque du Soleil, crap. Ringling Brothers, talent. And there you go. Beauty. So can you dig that? Don't you want to go back to a regular old, good old-fashioned, sweet-ass circus, man? Is that another casualty of 9/11, Cirque du Soleil and their whole contortionist thing? You want to just go back and throw the peanuts at the elephants? I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here. We're going to New York next week. We're going to be at the Museum of Television and Radio, and that will be tomorrow night for a special live broadcast. I'm going to enjoy that. We did one last year from the museum in L.A. It was great people. And now I'm told by Craig Taylor, my engineer, the Soul Circus is in town, and that's a black circus. The Soul Circus.
Something like that.
Bull crap. What do they call it? The Soul Circus or the up the urban circus? It has the word soul in it. It's all black performers? All black animals? Is the audience black? That, I believe, and I've always believed, in the there is a sort of a cultural imperative that works in this culture, in this country, born of an exclusion of African-American people and a lot of other minorities. And if you don't get it, you're never going to get it, okay? But it works out some, it goes along these lines. Once you're kicked out of the mainstream of society, you find your own way and you find your own organizational way of doing things. You find your own economics. You sort of find your own culture in a way if you have been excluded from the mainstream. And that is something that's very difficult to give up, because when people finally say, well, segregation is over, so now you can all come back into the mainstream. Well, what do? You just abandon your schools, you abandon your businesses, and you abandon the way you've done business? You don't do that. So people who say, why is there a United Negro College Fund and not a United White Kids College Fund, they simply don't understand. And they may not be smart enough to get it. Or if they are smart enough to get it, they don't want to, because it sort of messes with their agenda. And so I recognize the need for United Negro College Fund. I recognize the need for the schools like Grambling and Howard and more, you know, all this, the traditional black colleges. I recognize the need for urban black style radio. But I do not get black circus. Harlem Globetrotters, another good example. Do they have white guys? They had one white guy in the Harlem Globetrotters. I think they actually tried to squeeze a white guy in there once, and it was absolutely ridiculous. It had no meaning whatsoever. It's the Harlem Globetrotters. They're black guys. I get it. I understand. It's a neighborhood team. It represents a neighborhood, Harlem, which is an African-American neighborhood. Well, how come there isn't an all-white team? You know, if the all-whites did it... Will you stop? Don't you understand? Nobody ever excluded any white guy from the mainstream of life. So there wasn't any need for an all-white team. Or, if you will, there was too much of a need for an all-white team. I don't know. How come they call it the old Negro Leagues and they don't call it the old Caucasian League? Because basically that's what it was. There was the old Negro League and there was the old Caucasian League. Just so happened the old Caucasian League played in better ballparks. And the players got paid better. But they were white, these guys were black. So, anyway, I recognize the need for all of that. What I got to draw the line at Soul Circus. We have a deep need in the community for an all-black circus. I guess, huh? No, I have not seen the advertisements. I have not seen the advertisements. And unless they do some amazing, they do some supra Cirque du Soleil tricks, I got no desire to go see them either. Unless these cats got it all over Cirque du Soleil, in which case, 1-800-449-8686. Ivan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What?
Whoopee-doo.
Yeah, I used to listen to you when you were here. And I want to tell you, I had two shows that I enjoyed. One of them was where you were Mr. Eduardo something, and you were saying how people that spoke Spanish or were bilingual in Miami should be paid extra.
Oh, yeah? That sounds like a pretty good idea, if you ask me.
It was great. And then this one guy calls and says, well, I speak sign language. Should I be paid extra? He said, well, that's great, but you know what? If I'm driving down the street and I get cut off and I flick this guy a bird, does that mean that I get to, do I get paid?
Do you get paid extra? Yeah, because you know sign language too.
Exactly.
Right.
Another thing was good. There's this Haitian guy that called, and you told, and he said, well, he speaks French and Creole, and you told him, well, why don't you say, let me wash your car?
Uh-huh.
And the funny thing is that, because I'm Haitian too,
uh-huh.
and I thought to myself, well, sure, I'll prove to you that I'm Haitian. I'll say, can I wash your car? And then it dawned on me a couple of days later, it would have been an admission of whatever it is.
Yeah, like
say,
being,
I'll wash your car.
Yeah, being some lowlife who washes cars.
Exactly. And I said, wait a second, that's Phil Hendry, man, he can't do that.
And that's when you first started listening to the show down there?
No, actually, I'd been listening to the show for some time. I don't remember what turned me on to you,
right.
But I knew the shtick, basically. And it meant even
you're
now...
You're a typical listener. Well, you're a typical listener. All of my listeners know the shtick. All of my listeners know. The callers, for the most part, don't get it.
Exactly.
That's the whole difference. On this radio show, and I try to explain this difference to people, my callers are the ones that don't know what's going on. My listeners have known for years. And they like it, and they enjoy it, and we'll have a bunch of them out tomorrow night at the museum watching, about 100, 200, 200 people will be in the auditorium there. And they get it, man. They want to see us do it. 1-800-449-8686. Miguel on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Hi, sir.
Man, I love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're the greatest. Hello.
How you doing?
Man, I just wanted to tell you I love your bit with that Mexican guy, the Santos dude.
Oh, Jay Santos?
Jay Santos, yeah, man. I think he represents all of us Mexicans.
Well, he's the Citizens Auxiliary Police guy. You must be thinking of some other Mexican that I do.
Yeah, the cop wannabe dude.
Yeah, Jay Santos.
Yeah.
All you guys
guy.
Are cop wannabes? I just gave him a Hispanic name just to prove that it's equal opportunity dum-dum.
Yeah, I really like, I love your show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Oh, man.
All right.
I hope you're on forever.
Drive careful, brother. Yeah, I do too, man. But you never can tell. Here is Dave on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
I really love your show.
Thanks.
It's kind of hard to for me to differentiate, or not differentiate, but to say which one's my favorite, because I like a lot. I like Jay Santos a lot, too. Basically, I was calling about that Afghanistan and their terrorist actions, which, you know, some people question whether or not Afghanistan is responsible and Bin Laden. I certainly don't question, but I think we should call this Operation Procrastination because we waited, 8 years before we really did anything, and basically in 93, when they bombed the World Trade Centers, their intentions were for the building to basically topple over and cause a domino effect with all the buildings downtown, and I guess just because it didn't happen, we killed a few rocks or something like that, and I think that we should have been doing what we're doing now. Or, excuse me, 93, we should have been doing what we're doing now back in 93, and maybe we could have prevented this whole fiasco. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right. We should have gone after Al-Qaeda back in 93. It would have been you're right, but let's put ourselves back in 1993. What? You bombed our buildings? Well, you can't get away with that. Now we're going to send our planes over to Afghanistan. He wasn't even in Afghanistan, was he? He was still in, Somalia, I think, or in Sudan in 93. So to mount this massive military campaign would have been, first of all, it would have been a way tougher thing to sell politically to the UN and to the allies down there. Secondly, our intelligence at that time was one ass-heavy on technology and very light on the human factor. We thought in 93 that we had all the intelligence we needed to keep them from doing anything worse than killing. Well, they killed, how many people they killed at the World Trade Center? 200 or something? It was an enormous number of people. I just think you can't say, you know, you should have done and you could have done and you would have done, because you don't know what you would have done. 93, we figure we had that thing under control. And if you look at the 90s and how much fun we were all having, making all that money, it seemed like we had things out of control. If I would have said, let's go after Al-Qaeda about 95, 96, people would have put me away, man, in the soft room. And then I would have blamed you, Dave, because you suggested it. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
We were trying to think of the name of, because all of a sudden the conversation here during our break devolved into who was the hottest looking news chick. And apparently Craig thinks the overnight chick on CNN, or no, on Fox is sweet. And I said to these guys, you got to see this chick that's doing the overnight news on CNN, and they don't know what the hell I'm talking about. She's that blonde from Britain. She's got this Cupid doll face. She's got a really great delivery. She looks like a Playboy bunny, and she's doing the news there on CNN overnight. And she's got a real funky, wild, it's kind of a weird hairdo. And for older guys like me, there's always Bobby Batista, but then, you know. Now, forget about local LA. What do you mean, Colleen Williams? Yes, she's very attractive. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Jan. Jan, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good, Jan.
Good. Totally off subject, but on the subject of all these different ethnic things that you're talking about tonight, I think that the most ridiculous thing I've heard in the last month was the Elion Museum that they've made out of the house in Miami, taking donations, I might add. And I would be curious to hear your thoughts on that.
You know, it means something to that community, the Cuban-American and Cuban community in South Florida. It's really important to them. And they are so completely removed from the mainstream of American thought and culture and concern that they really seem strange to us. But to them, it's really important is the only way I can look at it. I mean, if it's that important to them and they raise enough money and the house is donated to them and they want to have that house as a museum and they want to, and they can get people to walk through it and look at it and see, here's the potty where he squeezed off his first load and here's where he threw up one day and here's where he played in the back, wherever, you know, if it's important enough to them, that's fine. But one thing about the Cuban-American and Cuban political experience in South Florida, it's completely removed from where the rest of us live. Just nobody cares about the stuff they care about.
Well, let me.
So, I mean, so what's it to you if they want
to
have it turn into a museum?
What's it to me?
You don't have to go in there.
Wait a minute. It hasn't been donated as a museum. This is something they're offering tours to the public. People are still living there. They're offering tours to the public.
Are the people who are still living there offering the tours?
Yeah.
Well, so whatever. Like I said, what's it to you?
Donations, because I think the whole issue is ridiculous. People have blown the
Now, having said what I said about the Cuban Americans, you white folks in South Florida, you got to mind your own business on a lot of the politics that goes on in that town too. You know,
well, what if I told you I was Cuban? Would that make any difference?
Then I would say you Cubans mind your own business when it comes to the other Cubans and the white people. And you could say to me, Henry, you keep your Mick nose out of it too. And I'd say I don't even live there anymore.
I mean, they've been. This is one.
Are you Cuban? Are you seriously? Are you Cuban?
I am Cuban.
Like I say, I think the Cuban people are the greatest people. And
well,
I think,
cool.
And I just,
you know,
I agree 100% with you, sort of. I don't know.
Oh, this was on CNN.
I believe that if the guy wants to give tours and if there's some schmuck dumb enough to go down through that house and get $5, come on, see where Elion was hiding in the closet. Here we go. Then, hey, more power to you, brother. It's a free country.
I just think this is absolutely the most ludicrous thing.
It is pretty silly. It's pretty
dopey. Money for that.
It's dopey. It's dopey as hell. I agree. But I don't get half the stuff that they're all fired up nuts about down there anyway. I don't get a lot of the impassioned things that happen. When I was living in Miami, I remember when they all started jamming the intersections with their cars and they were slowing traffic on the freeway, remember? Because America didn't move fast enough in that whole brothers to the rescue thing.
Absolutely.
So like 0.1% of the population was going ape and the rest of the country's going, what the, by the way, are they, what's that guy's name? Donato Darlwimple?
I wish I could even tell you.
I think they've got his underwear on display with the skid marks.
You know,
for 50 cents
of viewing,
you can, this is Donato's underwear. There's a few of those bacon strips.
Hey, Phil, you should do a follow-up on whatever happened to the fisherman.
That's the guy. Darwin. Yeah.
Why don't we do a follow-up on whatever happened?
I think he got caught in a blow dryer someplace, man. A fisherman. That cat was like the best. He had hair coiffed like Jim Baker or something, man. And he was catching mackerel and stuff for a living. Okay, Jan.
Thank you.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. I'm kidding. So, yeah, that guy, that Donato Darlimple. He was a house painter, fisherman, child advocate, wannabe anchorman, I think. You know, Good evening, I'm Donato Darwimple, and join me tomorrow on our tuna excursion. Dun, 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 dun. And now Miami News with Donato Darwimple. Dun, 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 dun. Well, that's all the news for this evening. Join me tomorrow on our all-day excursion. I'll be baiting hooks around 7. I'm Donato Darwimple. I can't even say my own last name. That's how whacked and weird I am. I'm the only guy in America who can't say his own last name. Good evening. This is Channel 89 News. Dun, 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 dun. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jeff on the Phil Henry Show. Jeff?
Hey, man. I was just wondering if you'd seen on the Discovery Channel, there was a show called, strangely enough, Clouds of Death. It's about bioterrorism and whatnot. And they said that during the first World Trade Center bombing, there was a lot of cyanide strapped to the bomb.
Huh.
And that it was incinerated in the explosion, therefore they kind of screwed that one up. And I was wondering if you'd heard about that or, you know.
No, but I do know that as of 2000, they had a Big City USA bioterrorism exercise going on. And this was as of June of 2000. So what are we talking about? Over a year ago, there was a bioterrorist exercise, kind of a series of war games called Attack on Big City USA, conducted by elements, agencies within the United States government. And I can't remember what they are, but I can find them if you really need to know. But anyway, they did this, and all of their exercise was geared toward clouds of anthrax being, you know, just expelled into the air, just and literally hundreds, if not thousands, getting sick all at once. And now here we are with like three guys in a month, and a guy goes, "I got a blister on my finger. Do I? Yeah, it's anthrax. Thank you." That's what we got. But even with this, it's like, hey, do we have enough Cipro? Do we have enough this? We had enough, as you know, as all of you know, because you've seen it crawled across the screen so many times, you're going to go blind. We had, before the anthrax attack, some 10 million doses of Cipro. So we had enough already for 10 million Americans who might have gotten sick with anthrax. So this stuff about, you know, how well were we prepared? Did we know what was going to happen? Why didn't the government this? Why didn't the government that? Why didn't the government do something else? Government's doing pretty damn good. And it's time that we all start thinking about something else, which we haven't been thinking about. It's time to think about just how many more people might have died if we hadn't had the security apparatus in place that we have. It's time to think of how many more people might have died if we hadn't gotten on the stick since September the 11th. How many potential terrorist attacks have been foiled since September the 11th? We'll never know. How many potential attacks on American interests overseas have been foiled since September the 11th? We'll never know. How many possible attacks within this country? We don't know. So it's time to start giving a little credit where credit is due. Oh, well, I'm sure nothing has happened. I'm sure they're just a bunch of stumble bums, Phil, and that nothing's been tried. Oh, really? Well, the fact is there have been threats. The fact is that there was a threat issued by Al-Qaeda itself. FBI has received them. And we know about the ones that were thwarted before September the 11th. So people ought to start thinking about that if you've got a little time in your day to think about that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Jeff, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
My choice for the hottest news woman of the jihad is Amy Kellogg on Fox.
Amy Kellogg. Is that the overnight one, Craig?
No, she's blonde, yeah. Little perky, nice full lip.
Is that the chick in the morning?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about. If she just kept her mouth shut, she would be fantastic.
Yeah, and Amy, she's over there in Pakistan. Yeah, she reports from Pakistan.
Oh, no. I was thinking of the morning host. You're
D.D. Donnelly or
Amy Kellogg is the one in Pakistan. I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. Let me just go over here to K. And here's Amy Kellogg. And you know, Fox, here she. Yeah, she's gorgeous. Yeah, there's a picture of her right here. You see that, Mike? Mike's still looking for it. He's sweating. Oh. He's drooling. All right, man.
I mean, Hey, it makes me get up early in the morning just to watch Amy.
Makes you get up
early in the morning.
All right, man.
Thanks.
See ya. So he gets it up early. I mean, he gets up early in the morning. Amy Kellogg, huh? And who's that overnight babe on CNN? I've got to know. Here's John now on the Phil Hendry Show. John?
Phil.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
Fine.
I just was wondering, I've been listening to you for about, I just wonder, I listened to you just suck these people in on your stick, and I'm wondering if you ever get them so upset that when you go to break, you just tell them to, hey, relax, chill out, it's just a thing, and just
couple
calm
people
them down.
A couple people I've gotten on the air after they've been like near tears, and I've said, look, it's just me doing a voice, you know? Oh,
yeah.
Really? Yeah. Oh, Jesus, thank you for telling me, because I was about ready to blow my brains out. A couple times I've done that, but usually I just let them go off and be dumb.
And one last comment, Phil. I mean, I'm just telling you, I drive home every night, and it's listening to your show is a little suck up here, but it's just something that you can do that's stress relief, and you don't have to think about anything. You got a great thing going.
Thank you. That's what it's about, man. That's what
we
try to do.
Have a good night.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. It's called comedy, you know? And we do that, and no, it's not a morning drive show, but, you know, like I say, the world of news talk radio is just so scared of anything that's supposed to be funny outside of morning drive that they don't know what to do. They're wetting themselves. But we'll just keep on doing what we do, and when America gets a handle on its challenges these days, and they're formidable, and the rest of the country is digging it. I mean, the people, the rank and file, the people out there, everybody's people want to laugh. Lines to go see movies this weekend were around the block in my neighborhood. I don't know about anybody else's, and they were all going in to see comedies. But in the world of news talk, no, 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 no. No, there's no room for laughter. No, it has to be the Ed Parnell show, and he'll be sitting there with a cob up his ass talking about all the serious things, just beating the anthrax thing to death over and over again until your blood comes out of your nose. Have we got the anthrax? Yes, I've got the anthrax angle covered. What do you want me to get more guests on? Get the health department? Get the, how can we panic them today? Well, I don't know. What do you want me to do? Have you talked about smallpox? No, I have. There's an area you can cover. You got to do a better job on this radio station, young man. We're not doing any more of that stick. What do you mean stick? It's called shtick. Just don't talk back to me. We're not doing all that funny stuff. We're just going straight ahead for the news. We'll panic. I mean, we'll inform them about smallpox, large pox. Is there middle-sized pox? No, you idiot. There's no... All right. Then we'll do anthrax, and we'll do borax, and we'll do Xerox. And then the next guy, he'll do the same thing, and the next guy after that, he'll do the same thing, and the next thing you know, there'll be nobody listening to the radio station. Fantastic. All right. Just as soon as this story goes off the front page, that's what's going to happen. You mark my words. Or not, if you don't have a pen. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
I just think that's a retarded thing he just said. If you're gay or you're straight, that's not going to make a difference.
No, whether you can... I'm used to being in the closet.
Yeah,
and I never
would have
come out of the closet if my mother hadn't kept trying to set me up with her sister's niece.
I don't think that's going to make a difference whether you're going to hold a secret or not. And furthermore,
yeah,
who
does.
Are you?
Well, how do you know about
who
it?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Decide?
Who are you to decide what I know as a gay man, as a gay journalist? I'm
who
gay.
Are you to decide what we get to know? The government will tell us when we need to know.
No, I need to tell because the straight journalists are running their big mouths. Okay? The straight journalists are spilling every secret, every classified document, the A-bomb. We wouldn't know anything about it. We're not for straight journalists. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I can keep my mouth shut and not say anything
about it. How do I know that? I don't know you.
Because I explained it to you. I've been in the closet all these years.
I don't know you.
Let me ask you something. Did you know Rock Hudson was gay? No, you didn't. You want to know why? Because he kept his mouth shut. Did you know that Ellen DeGeneres was gay?
Yeah,
no,
well,
you didn't.
I've heard all this
why?
Before.
Why? Because she kept her mouth shut. Yeah, well, I wanted to make an impression.
I
did you know
think,
that Liberace
I mean,
was gay?
Makes,
did you know that Liberace was gay?
what makes
you? Did you know that Liberace was
gay?
I'm asking you a direct question.
I don't care about Liberace.
Did you know that Liberace was gay?
Yes, I knew he was gay. I knew he was gay.
How did you know?
Because he dressed like a freaking queen.
Oh, so the homophobe comes out.
Well, I'm sorry.
Sir, I would just like to know what makes you think the government will tell you, you said before, oh, they could tell me and I'll decide
what
to tell the American people. Who the hell are you?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Big deal.
Well,
I'm a white woman. Big deal.
A white woman? There's nothing on earth with a bigger, fatter, flapping mouth than a white woman.
We have to be tolerant now.
No,
tolerance
I'm saying,
is the watchword.
What we have to do is we've got to understand who our country is safe with and who our country may be at risk with. And I know, Camille, you love your country, but there's no way on earth that I would ever trust any secrets of this nation with you because you're a woman. You go to the hairdresser. What's that?
So now we're sexist?
I'm not
sexist.
Saying
that?
I'm just saying
you don't know anything about me.
When you go to the
I don't know anything about you.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
But I still don't think,
I'm gay.
Who the hell are you to say that, oh, the government
you know gay,
can tell
right?
me what
we know
we
that
need
you're
to
gay.
Know and I will decide.
So in other words, when you go to the hair salon, you don't talk. You just sit there quiet under the dryer.
Well, I don't go to the hair salon. I don't have much to talk about anyway regarding that. But the point is that
look,
are
you
who
telling me
are
the, when you have a secret, the first thing you don't do is get on the telephone with like a girlfriend? Hey, listen, Mary, I found all about how our, you know, the Rangers
so
are going to move in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's right.
So
that's
we're making stereotypes about women.
Stereotypes? Look, all I've...
Don't
well,
make
that's
fun.
That's what you're saying. That's what you're insinuating.
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
I'm
well, that's not very nice of you, is it?
It's not very
but
nice,
my
no.
whole point is, it seems to me that you're being very pompous, that you alone...
Look, the only reason I'm being very pompous...
Oh, you, the government should just tell us. You
the
tell
government
us
ought to.
What
yeah.
we need to know, and
but
we will
I,
decide
really,
what
really
to
want
tell
you to know.
The American people.
Look, and I really know that what we're doing...
Look, I know what you're doing, Doug, and stop it.
What?
Quit making fun.
What do I do?
Wee-wee-wee-wee.
I mean,
like you
dad,
haven't heard that before, Camille, right? I apologize, dear.
That's all right.
I'm having
I mean,
a couple of laughs.
He has a right to his own opinion. I just thought it was.
I have a right to my what?
I think
all
you have
right.
A right to your own opinion.
A right to my own opinion. Okay.
Yes, and I just. Think
I'm
going to
hang up on. I'm going to hang up on you, Doug, if you don't stop.
All right.
I just thought it was very pompous of you to decide that. Who are you? I don't know you from Adam. You
I'm
may
Doug
be a journalist.
Ganger. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Okay,
as
so
a gay man
you
and
may be, and you
I'm
may
gay.
Be, you may be a
I'm
very
gay.
Good journalist at that. The point is, you know, we don't know if you have any credentials to do
some.
This
are
job.
Are you gay? Are you gay?
No, I'm not.
Hmm.
What does that mean?
Well, the way you talk, I just.
You know, it cracks me up. All
yeah,
you people,
yeah, exactly.
All you liberal people, you talk about
liberal.
Government, and then you go, oh, you know, you make stereotypes and et cetera, et cetera.
Look,
my
the only,
only
time
problem,
I ever talk about tolerance is
what?
When I'm at the...
Okay, thank you very much, Camille. You've made some very good points. What are you trying to do?
I'm having a couple of laughs.
Having a couple of laughs, huh? We're talking about a deadly serious issue, national security, and there you are with tolerance.
She was, was that Barbara Walters?
Yeah. Ha, 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 ha.
Phil Hendry's Flashback.
Visit our website, philhendryshow.com. Get your backstage pass now. Mm-hmm.